think art prize. The massive art competition in Grand Rapids, only instead, this 19-day event would celebrate history. The small lakeshore community of Ludington won a competitive bid process to host History Prize, which is still scheduled to launch in the summer of 2016. But if it does, it will do so without the support of some key players. Bill Anderson is chair of the local board of directors. He says the decision to pull out was unanimous. He says what's working for Art Prize is still missing in History Prize.
What made Art Prize so successful was the prize element of it, and they would tell you the same thing if they were in the conversation. And so we knew that the prize part of History Prize was going to be a huge draw of participants in this endeavor.
The board is newly formed. It's only met twice, and it's not yet a 501c3 nonprofit organization. But Ludington is a much smaller community than Grand Rapids, and the History Prize vision is pretty big. The hope is for 1,000 entries competing for as much as $150,000 in prize money, and as of yet, the event does not have one single multi-year major benefactor.
And the first two overtures at that effort, we didn't attract any interest. That doesn't mean that maybe there might be somebody in the future, but that gave us pause of saying, if we start this thing, we better be willing to sustain it. Otherwise, we're going to really pull the rug out from underneath our community.
Anderson is retired and lives in Ludington. He was the founding director of the Department of History, Arts, and Libraries for the state of Michigan. He says the community is generous, but this event needs big money from outside the area, and he estimates it could cost nearly $1 million to get History Prize off the ground. The local Convention and Visitors Bureau has withdrawn its support, so this is a big blow for a much-anticipated festival. But founder Mara McKay says there will be an event in Ludington in 2016, and she says there's still plenty of time.
Being that we came into the community on October 24th, we haven't actually implemented our fundraising initiative yet.
McKay, who's an author from the Upper Peninsula, says she's planning to move to Ludington this summer. And she says there's been a lot of support for her project in Ludington and surrounding counties.
This is a major undertaking for a smaller community. And so with the funding being what it is, we are looking forward to reaching outside of Ludington and looking to our regional, state, and national sponsors.
McKay says the loss of support from the History Prize Board of Directors in Ludington is just a small bump in the road. She plans to move forward with informational meetings in March and April. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.